My name is Shane Foster. I am part of the founding board of X-Books here in Atlanta, Georgia.
My name is Tyrell Dale, and I am a part of the founding board of X-Books.
There was an article written in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution back in the summer of 19, and it was all about the shortage of books in prisons around Georgia. And I'm someone that's read my entire life and am a firm believer in the value of reading and what that's done for me. And I kept talking about wanting to do a book drive or wanting to do something, and I didn't do anything.
Back in the summer of 2019 as well, at that point, I was in the process of learning about the prison system and wanting to know a lot more. Funny enough, me and Shane also, we saw the same article. I definitely can say what helped me notice this issue, but I can't say that I did anything about it at the time either. If anything, there were a lot of issues with the prison system as I kind of went throughout it, and I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to focus on. I started having meetings with the director of library services at the time with the Georgia Department of Corrections, and he pretty much just walked me through the system, some of the hopes and dreams that he had of what the book system could be and what it would look like in the future. But what it was at the time was kind of disheveled. A lot of the systems pretty much weren't opting into the system that he was trying to put together. And I just noticed a lot of disarray.
I got into January of 2020. I remember thinking and talking with my girlfriend, I need to either do something about this or stop talking about it. And at that time, I met with a friend of mine here in Atlanta. We had lunch together. You know, we were just kind of catching up. And towards the end of our lunch, he said, "Is there anything I could help you with?" And I thought that was one, an incredible question to ask somebody. And then two, I said, yeah, actually, I want to do this book drive. And he's someone, he has a little bit of a social media following here in Atlanta. And he left lunch and on the way to his car, tweeted out, "Hey, I have a friend who's wanting to do a book drive to collect books for people that are incarcerated in Georgia." And we immediately got all these responses about people wanting to give. That led to posting up at a park here in Atlanta. And this was after sharing on Facebook and sharing on Nextdoor. My goal was to get 500 to 1,000 books. We were sitting out there in 30 degree weather, rain throughout the day. We ended up collecting 3,000 books, which is incredible. That led to just more conversations and speaking with the director of library services for the Department of Corrections here in Georgia. And he was going to come get them. We had a date set up. It was the end of February and it was pouring rain the day he was supposed to come in. You know, he texted me and said, "Hey, can we reschedule?" I said, "Of course." And then COVID hit. And so those books sat in my tiny one bedroom apartment in Atlanta for about 3 months. And then the George Floyd murder happened.
Around the same time of when all the Black Lives Matter protests were happening, I started to just see all the different posts online, and I used my Instagram to just start posting the different books that I had that I felt like matched the moment. I'm a African-American studies minor while I was in school, and I pretty much have a big collection of African-American books that I just started to post. And once people started to show an interest in those books, I told them, "Well, if you're so interested, here you go. You can have the book. You know, I have a good enough amount. And even if I haven't read the book, I would like for you, since you've shown an interest, to read this book and start your journey toward knowing more about the plight that Black people have had in America, essentially."
I came across a bookstore in Philadelphia called Harriet's. And the owner there, her name is Janine Cook. She was passing out books at protests for free, just handing out books that were in her shop. And I thought that was incredible, and I thought it was something that we could do. And so we went through a lot of those books, found out books that were pertinent to give out at protests, and started handing out free books. And I had a bunch of people. I had one guy hand me cash out of his pocket and just say, "Keep doing what you're doing," which is incredible. And I also had a lot of people ask me what kind of organization we were, which kind of put that bug in my head. And so we found a group and formed a board.
It wasn't until, I mean, maybe a month after I was doing this on Instagram that I finally was just like, there are people outside of Instagram that need this information.
And I find another group in Atlanta who just launched this amazing website and was doing a lot of the similar things in terms of part of their mission being give books to people that are currently in prison.
And I started to just take it one step at a time, and X-Books was born. On that day that we first kind of announced the website,
I reached out to Tyrell, and that's when we started talking.
And, you know, it's history from there.
The way we've thought about our mission, with a goal being, let's get as many books into the hands of folks that are incarcerated as we can. We kind of view it as like a three-pronged approach that we can take to this. One is, can we get mass donations to facilities? So that's why we're working with the Georgia Department of Corrections. And then two, want to send packages to individuals. So we're currently putting a catalog together, one sheet of paper that we can send to individuals that are incarcerated, reach out to them, introduce them to X-Books, say, hey, these are the books we have. If you want any of these, we can send them to you right away. And if there's any genre or if there's any specific book that you're looking for, let us know and we'll do our best to get that to you. So that's, you know, window number two. And then third, you know, what are organizations that are already working in this space that we can partner with? And then the only other thing I would add too is it's really important to us as an organization that we are not the arbiters of what people read. That's why there is intentionally a space that people can tell us what they're looking for, what they want to read.
You know, we're not going to push any types of books on anyone, but when people start asking for books that are a little bit more challenging in terms of the content, we're going to ask why those books aren't allowed in, and we're going to need answers, or we're going to have to start taking other routes. A lot of these facilities have old books. A lot of these facilities don't have books. A lot of these facilities don't see the impact of books on recidivism rates and just on people in general. So it's like, those are all issues that essentially that I guess we're trying to combat with the books and with what we do.
We're still a young organization. And so as part of that, we're going to learn what's getting denied, hopefully have a better understanding of why it's being denied. And then as Tyrell said, hopefully have some channels where we can publicize if we're seeing things that are being denied for, you know, some reasons that we might not agree with.
I feel like you have to build a certain relationship with a lot of the people that are incarcerated before they almost feel like they can trust you to even ask for a book that they would think would even lead to be controversial. And I think as a new organization, a lot of the book requests that I'm seeing are the 48 Laws of Power. It's the Bible. We're not afraid to give anybody any sort of religious text that they ask for. And I would definitely say that once I kind of started to get some of these second book requests, it started to be more tailored towards Black books. Then I started to get asked for like Jay-Z. Then I started to get asked for, what's the movie, 13. And I started to get those requests in time. And I think that's going to kind of develop over time once a lot of these guys start to realize what our organization is about. But we definitely don't want to push any particular kind of text. We want everybody to kind of come to those conclusions themselves.
If you're listening to this and you are near an organization, support that organization. And if there's not one in your community, start your own. I can promise you, Tyrell and I had no idea what we were doing. We still barely have no idea what we're doing. But the work is possible if you have a heart to do it, which I can assure you that this work will continue to be necessary, unfortunately. But it's something that we can work to fill that gap. Thank you.